is. Can you talk to her? Her name is Stephanie.
What's wrong with her?
What's wrong with her?
Who peed in her oatmeal this morning?
She's 8 o'clock in the morning. You know, she's not alive.
Wow. Poor thing. 25 years old and she's so feisty like that. You tell her to get on the phone right now.
Get on the phone right now.
Unbelievable.
You won't even get near the phone.
What's her problem, honey? I don't understand.
I got through. I've been trying to call you since 7 o'clock this morning. Now she won't get on.
What is her problem? Tell her I want to talk to her. I can't believe this woman. Jeez. Stephanie, listen to your mother for crying out loud. Show a little bit of respect.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, sorry. She just won't get to the phone. She's a little shy, so to speak.
Who's this?
This is Bill, her boyfriend.
Her boyfriend? What, do you live with her mother?
No, we all drive in a carpool, and we're getting ready to leave right now.
So what's her problem? You're a boyfriend. You ought to have a little, a little discipline, buddy. A little discipline.
No, you know, it's tough. It's tough. I try to, but, it's her birthday, so we'll give her a break today.
Well, why is she so mean on her birthday?
She's not mean on her birthday. She's just ready to go to work. I don't know. She's embarrassed to talk, probably.
Hey, come on, buddy. I want that thing on the front and center. I want to show you got command of the situation, buddy.
What's that thing on the front and center,
Sam?
Come on.
I want her on there now, buddy.
Hey, she listens to you every day, too. It's a shame. And she laughs, and she likes the Georgie girl, especially.
Hey, buddy, when you're in the military, are you given command or do you take command?
Hey, I don't know. You must have never had a girlfriend before because you don't take too much command with a girlfriend.
You take command, buddy. You take command. Now get her on the phone right now or you are forever in PW'd in my book. Now get her on the phone now.
Oh, she's not going to come. It's
all right, all right. I don't want to even hear it anymore. I don't even want to hear it, buddy. I don't even want to hear it. That's okay. I had it happen with Estelle one time. My uncle called long distance California. I said, Estelle, come on and say hi. She said, I don't feel like talking to anybody. I said, it's Uncle Hank calling long distance, Estelle. The meter's running. She said, I don't want to talk. I said, Estelle, I want you. I walked over there with the receiver in my hand. I said, you see this receiver here, Estelle? You can either talk into it or get to know it a little bit. I bet you'd rather be talking in there, don't you? Talk to Uncle Hank and talk nice. You hear me? And sure enough, she grabbed that phone. She talked to Uncle Hank. And, after that, there was no problem. There was no problem after that little bit of discipline. Well, there was a slight problem. Whenever I'd answer the phone for about 3 or 4 days after that, I'd pick it up. It'd sound like this. Hello? Ugh. Greece Fidelity residence? Ugh. Yes, this is speaking. Ugh.